Please be seated, my friends, and good morning, God's beautiful people. This is the week when some of you would be traveling and others would be traveling to you. And I want to pray God's mercy, traveling mercies and blessings upon all those of you who will be either traveling or having people travel to you in what really for me, as I have lived now in the United States for almost 20 years, I have experienced the meaningfulness of this time for the American family. It is such a joyous time to connect, to reconnect with people who probably you haven't seen for the last year, and in some cases, perhaps for many years. And to find a time on Thursday to feast. To get that turkey down and that pumpkin pie ready and all the things you do as a family together. What a special time. And for some of us, no doubt, as we prepare for the sacred season of Advent and Christmas, because it is a sacred season, to allow for this to be also a holy moment when families come together on Thanksgiving Day and the days and the weeks to follow. Friends, that is a good segue to the message for today on the meaning of thankfulness, and particularly to share with you a story that John Wesley experienced as we sort of wrap up this series on reclaiming our Wesleyan vitality. And the letter to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that Sally did so well in as she always does, in helping the kids understand the meaning of thankfulness from a passage that Paul, no doubt, was sharing with a group of Christians that needed the encouragement with these words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 of the first letter of Paul. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The word of God for the people of God. Lord, speak to me that I may speak, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. John Wesley was about 21 years of age when he went to Oxford University. And as I've told you, he came from a Christian home. He was gifted with a keen mind and good looks, like John Miller. He allows me to pick on him. John Wesley, John Miller. Yet in those days, he was a bit snobbish and sarcastic. That's not John. This John. One night, however, something happened that set in motion a change in Wesley's heart. While speaking with a porter, he discovered that that poor fellow had only one coat and lived in such impoverished conditions that he didn't even have a bed. Now, that's the reality for many people in our society and in societies around the world. Yet this man was unusually happy person, filled with gratitude to God. Wesley, being immature, thoughtlessly joked about this man's misfortunes. And what else do you thank God for? He said with a touch of sarcasm. The porter smiled and, in his spirit of meekness, replied with joy, joy. I thank God that God has given me life and being and a heart to love and, above all, a constant desire to serve God. Deeply moved, Wesley recognized that this man knew the meaning of true thankfulness. Returning to his room that night, Wesley realized he was a stranger to such sentiments. The porter's ready thanksgiving for his many blessings, even in the midst of impoverished circumstances, revealed a genuineness and depth of Christian experience that Wesley knew he did not possess. Though materially poor, the porter was spiritually rich. By focusing on the priceless blessings he had received from God, physical life, a spiritually transformed heart, desire and opportunity to serve the Lord, he had much for which to be thankful. As his heart welled up with gratitude, he also sincerely thanked God for the provision of his basic material necessities, a coat and no bed, no place to sleep. He thanked God. The porter's example is instructive and likely corrective to many of us Christians. Our primary focus should be on the countless, constant, spiritual and non-material blessings that the Lord pours out on us. Maintaining such a focus will provide us with a continuous, overflowing source of thanksgiving and praise, even when physical or material circumstances are challenging. We are also reminded that with regard to material blessings, you don't have to feel guilty about material blessings, friends. But to be rightly thank God, to be thankful, to thank God and for God's ever faithful provision of basic necessities. We often take it for granted, don't we? To the degree that God blesses us beyond mere necessities, our gratitude should correspondingly increase. Thanksgiving Day elicits a bounty of wonderful memories for many people here in the U.S. The crisp air, the smell of a turkey roasting, and a pumpkin pie baking. Gosh, I can't wait. And the sound of a cheering crowd of a football game, whether you like football or not. All these can create warm feelings during this special time of the year. And while the Thanksgiving holiday is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November, thanking God for our blessings is a spiritual discipline that should not be limited to a single day. Along with expanding our waistlines, our preparation for and celebration of the holiday can be the impetus toward growing an attitude of gratitude that will carry over into the rest of the year. In his commentary on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18, John Wesley writes, "Thanksgiving is inseparable from true prayer. It is almost essentially connected with it." Thanksgiving, listen to that. Thanksgiving is inseparable from true prayer. It is almost essentially connected with it. In other words, giving thanks is an essential to our spiritual growth as prayer, which 1 Thessalonians calls us to do continually. So here are some creative ideas that might help us get started this Thanksgiving, and I will not be surprised to know that many of us already do some of these. Fill a family Thanksgiving box. Fill a family Thanksgiving box. As part of our Thanksgiving preparation, create a Thanksgiving box. Each day this week, beginning today, family members write on slips of paper something for which they are thankful that day and place them in the decorated box. The box will make a nice Thanksgiving table centerpiece near the turkey. And when opened, will be a way to remember how blessed we are every day. We could add to it all through the year. Now that's one example. Serve someone. In the coming weeks of Advent and Christmas seasons, many agencies serving those in need expand their work. Food banks, our churches, and other service organizations supply meals to the hungry on Thanksgiving Day. Centenary United Methodist Church in Los Angeles holds a sleepover for their youth called Turkey Lock-In. On the night before Thanksgiving, the youth prepare and the next day deliver meals to the people in the community who will be alone on Thanksgiving and or during the Advent and Christmas seasons. We can offer some suggestions of places near us to serve or donate. Now, friends, I'm going to give you the list of all these ideas in our weekly update. But here are a couple others. Take time for quiet reflection. That's tough to do. And the busyness of preparing for the big day. But as the big day approaches and things get busier, set aside some time each day this week to say thank you to God for all God has provided for us. And so what I have done, friends, I've given you an insert in the bulletin that you can take home. I want you to take it home. And on Thanksgiving morning, with family and friends, or sometime during the Thanksgiving day, have that family prayer, a morning prayer of thanksgiving. Take that with you. Make a Thanksgiving frame. It's another idea. Now remember, you don't have to do all of this year, but make a Thanksgiving frame. As you and your family reflect on those things for which you are thankful, compile a list the day before Thanksgiving. Neatly transfer the list onto a piece of paper, and you can then insert it into a frame for a beautiful expression of gratitude to decorate your home. Invite someone new to dinner. Athens First United Methodist Church invites international students from the University of Georgia to spend Thanksgiving with their members. Isn't that neat? The students enjoy spending time away from campus in family homes, and they don't have to eat institutional food for that day. We can explore ways to invite those who may be alone or far away from family to celebrate with us during this holiday season. Share blessings with others together. We gather around the table. Many families will ask each other to share something for which they are thankful. And so Mary Jane Pierce Norton, who writes for Family Life Ministries with the Discipleship Ministries of our denomination, suggests creating a list together, such as foods each person enjoys. Then together offer thanks for the earth and all with which we are blessed in the world God created. Send cards to those who we miss, who may not be able to be with us. Create a keepsake of thanks is another idea. When we take that group photo or individual photos on Thanksgiving Day, in front of the fireplace perhaps, record not only the names of those in attendance, but also something for which each person is thankful. This will be a great item to revisit when everyone gathers again next year. Include children. Involve the children celebrating with you by sharing the child's Thanksgiving prayer. Now, that is also on that insert that I'm asking you to take home. The child's Thanksgiving prayer, where there are children in the home. Involve them. Use this prayer at the kids' table. We've been hearing a lot about kids' table. Use it at the kids' table as a grace before meal or after meal blessing. Having one of the older children lead in this prayer is a neat way to do this. Voice your gratitude. Voice your gratitude. Now, if your family is musical, there are lots of musical family in this church, consider a Thanksgiving sing-along, as you might do with Christmas carols, where you sing hymns about Thanksgiving, and you have a quiz of hymns with lines about Thanksgiving, and make a game out of it. Who can guess the most hymns? However, we can find ways to give thanks to God for all of God's blessings throughout our celebration this year. Instill the habit of an attitude of gratitude, which will extend far beyond Thanksgiving Day. Remember, thanking God for our blessings is a spiritual discipline that should not be limited to a single day, but give thanks to God in all circumstances, in all seasons of life, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.
Well, we didn't lock our youth in yesterday, but we did turn them into bakers. They were busy baking in the kitchen for tomorrow. We're going to greet the staff of the nursery school and the families that come there with a bag of homemade cookies and some information about what will be happening at Christ Church over the holidays. So that was a way we thought of to say thank you to the folks who come and go from our church every day of the week with their children and to reach out to them. Thanksgiving is a time for feeling gratitude and for finding ways to express that because that's what God calls us to do, be a blessing for others. And so I invite you to offer your best selves and your gifts to God.